Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It was a Met Yankee thing. I think it was a baseball thing.
I think you're absolutely right.
Like, what's a Luis Severino? The hell is that?
So I post that on social media last night amongst the dogs playing basketball, which was fascinating at halftime. And there are Met fans angry that Severino dare went out on a Sunday night. Hmm. Now, there were some people saying he should have gone to the Garden to watch the Knicks against the Thunder, which is a different story altogether. By the way,
they would have put him on, he would have got cheered.
I agree. Did anybody do the Mets-Knicks doubleheader? Like, forget the Mets-Nets doubleheader, because I'm a loser, I admit that. Did anybody do, hey, I'm a Met fan, oh, the Knicks are playing OKC tonight, I'm going to go to both?
Somebody did.
Somebody had to.
I'm not even kidding. You get someone to call up right now. Nah, phone lines are jammed. Tell someone to email me right now with proof. I'm going to give my tickets to a Met game.
Wow.
Yeah.
Proof. If you did the Mets... Knicks.
Or I'll include the Nets, but I don't think anybody did.
Right.
If you did the Knicks too, I think this is not an official contest. This is me being a nice guy.
Yeah.
Actually, I'm not giving you anything. Just prove it to me and we'll talk off air. You can't prove it. I'll give you my Mets Bible. Because that would be very impressive. But I'm sorry. Let me get to the point that where I ask you. Are you not allowed to go out when your team sucks?
Of course you can go out when your team is playing poorly. You just don't want to be sitting where people are going to see you. You know what I mean? Front row.
Right.
Camera comes up. Hey, we're going to take a video of you. Put you on the Jumbotron. You politely decline.
So, Pete, let's stick with Pete. He made a mistake going on stage?
So, he was... Pete's different. We'll get to that in a second.
Yeah.
So, Seve was sitting first row?
He was courtside, yes.
Courtside?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the mistake.
The mistake is courtside.
Is courtside.
You're two in front.
So, I'm assuming he likes... basketball, or maybe he just wanted to see LeBron.
I said this to a few people on social media. This is not a Net Nick thing. I'm not boring you with this.
No.
He went to see LeBron James.
So,
dude, I went to see LeBron James. Me, Mr. Net fan. I went on a Sunday night on freaking Easter to take my son to see LeBron. I did not go to see Cam Thomas.
Look,
no
I
offense.
I don't know if he bought the tickets. I'm assuming he didn't.
He did not buy the tickets because when you're shown on the big screen, that's a sign that it was a freebie.
Right. And so if he really wanted to go see LeBron, he should have spent the $800 or $1,000 or $2,000 because he took his wife. He should have spent the money and just gone to see LeBron.
Really?
Because the last thing you want to do is when you are he was great, but whatever.
He wasn't good.
Exactly. The team is not good right now is to be publicly showing whatever yourself.
So you wouldn't have done this?
I would have. If I wanted to see LeBron, I would have went, but I would not have sat courtside.
You would have been quiet so no one knew about it.
Exactly.
Because the truth is, I wouldn't have known about it. You think I would have known if Luis Severino was at a Laker Net game? I wouldn't have tweeted
Put a hat on, put a, you know, whatever, have a jacket, you know, cholera.
That's interesting.
Nobody knows.
Interesting. So you say Seve can go. He's got to be quiet.
Yes.
What about Pete now?
So now Pete.
Because Pete's taking a lot of crap, bro.
Pete's a different. So I don't know if he knows Zach Bryan. Because he might. Right? You never know when an athlete has a crossover with an artist.
Yeah.
Because they're fans of him. He's fans of them. Right? It just kind of happens. And so I get why Pete did this. And Pete, because Pete is balled the first weekend of the season, right? His OPS is over 1,000. He's hitting over 400. He had a first home run of the season. You can get away with it because you did well. But when you do poorly and then the team also does poorly, it's hard to get away
with it. So Jeff McNeil could not have been on the stage in your
mind. That's right.
Pete Alonso can get away with it because he hit a home run down 7-5 in the ninth inning.
When you're losing, nobody wants to see you.
No, I agree.
Nobody cares. They don't want to be reminded of how bad the team is. But I think there's a caveat because Pete is Pete, first of all, and he's also playing well to start the season.
Yeah, so I was on the side against the Met fans complaining about this, not because I'm a Pete apologist, but because as a human being, I know that sometimes it's good to get away. Sometimes it's good to do something that's completely different. And in Pete Alonso's case, even if he went 0-for-5 with 5 strikeouts, rocking out drunk at a country music show is awesome. And it's something that potentially do if I was depressed about something.
He might know Zach.
He probably does.
I'm sure in some capacity there's a connection.
But I can see that. I can understand that because I know as a human, I'm certainly not Pete Alonso. Even though I'm the sports guy and that's all I do, trust me, there are times I get away and do other things. I just don't talk about it that much.
But why is baseball different than, say, football in this terms? Because I think the bigger deal is the Mets were playing a game Sunday at 1 o'clock, and he's at a concert that's not going to end past 11. If this was the NFL and they had a 1 o'clock game, Tiki knows the teams and the players have
curfews. Yes.
Zach Bryan was playing another show last night at UBS, back-to-back shows. The Mets did not have a day game today. Why did Pete Alonso have to go Saturday night, even if he knew Zach Bryan?
Because it's Saturday night.
Yeah, but still Sunday. He's a baseball player. He's waking up for work the next morning. He's not on
Tiki,
Monday.
I got a really important question because I don't know the answer. I'm not sure you'll know it. And if you need to take the call now, take it now. Call Sabathia and ask him, were there curfews on a Saturday night when there's a game at 1 o'clock the next day? Because I genuinely, Sean, it's a great point. I have no idea what the answer is.
Because football players do.
I get that, but are there curfews?
I don't think baseball players do.
Especially when they're home, right?
Right.
They're
especially
at home. There's no curfew, right? There's no rule against that.
But don't you think it's
a better look? I don't know. That's why I'm asking. Ask CeCe because I don't know the answer to that.
I'll write him. But
I appreciate it.
Keep in mind also Sunday's Easter. We don't know what his plans were at Easter night. Maybe he was with his family. Right. It's a holiday, and that's why he went Saturday.
And by the way, he had 2 hits on Sunday. So.
No, but that's. But I'm being honest. Even if it wasn't Pete and it was Lindor who did nothing.
If there was anybody.
My attitude would be, they're freaking humans. Like, here's where I'd have an issue. I'll be honest with you. Here's where I would say I have a problem. If the Mets just got knocked out of the postseason.
Yes.
And even then, he's letting out steam. Who cares?
And it's game 2.
Right.
And who, like, there's a lot of baseball to be played. 159 for them. There's a lot of games left. So get it out of your way.
I'm just asking.
I think Zach is only here for a night, right?
It was 2 nights. But to that point, is that the difference?
One is on Easter, but still.
So, is that simply the difference, though, that baseball plays 162 games, so let these guys do whatever they want? In football, you have 1 night to focus?
Right. In football, you prepare for a game a week. One. So if you're jacking around on Saturday night and the team loses, even if you did great, that's on you, right? Because you're a distraction.
Right.
It's 1 night. Baseball, you're playing every day. So, like, when are you going to do anything? Hey, honey, let's get away. We got to have a date night. No, we can't because we lost, so I got to stay home. You know, can we just order DoorDash or
something? There's no way. Right? The more I think about that, there's no freaking way when you're at home in your own, like, bed that there's a curfew on you.
But even
there's no way.
Almost positive there's not.
Yeah.
I'm almost positive.
That's fine, but you just talk about Severino going courtside. Then does Pete have to jump on stage and sing and dance? Why can't he just enjoy the concert?
The reason that happened is he had to have some relationship with
Zach. I know.
Bryan. There's no chance.
I know.
And so Zach's like, hey, Pete, man, you want to come up and, you know, sing a song? And like, yeah, cool. That'd be awesome.
Let me tell you about Pete Alonso. I only know him a little bit. Like, and very on the surface, the charity events and all that. He's freaking nuts. Like, he knows how to have a good time. Pete Alonso knows how to have a good time. I don't have an issue with that.
Yeah, let Pete Alonso be Pete Alonso.
Let Pete be Pete, Sean. And why are you always killing him?
I think there's an extra standard because he's a superstar.
Totally. By the way, I'm not killing him because I get drunk at country concerts all the time. I can understand why fans would look at it and go, we're playing at 1 o'clock tomorrow. Come on.
Yeah. No, they're just mad. They're just reacting because the Mets are 0-3.
They're 0-3 too.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.